Good morning, good afternoon, whatever time you have decided to listen to this podcast. First of all, thank you for doing so. This is a big deal that we are beseeching the Lord to overturn Roe versus Wade, and we now have only 8 days left before this is going to be heard in the Supreme Court. Amazing. So today we're going to focus on the other side. We're going to focus on the lawyers and the attorney generals and the governor that are actually fighting for the Mississippi law to stay and for Roe versus Wade to be overturned. And so we're going to focus on the aspect of God that he rewards. And the scripture, one of them, is that he rewards those who diligently seek him. And so we're going to petition on behalf of them that are fighting for it. And so let me lift up their names. The governor is Tate Reeves, Lynn Fitch, Attorney General, Whitney Lipscomb, Deputy Attorney General, Scott Stewart, Solicitor General and Counsel of Record, Justin Matheny, the Deputy Solicitor General, Wilson Minor, Attorney General and the Special Assistant to the Attorney General, and then the Mississippi Attorney General's office in Jackson, Mississippi. So all those remaining there that work at that office, we're going to lift them up. God, we beseech you right now. We pray for heavenly wisdom, that they would have heavenly wisdom and discernment. We ask, God, that you would grant them favor, both in the courtroom, what they're going to say. You have a verse that says when you have to stand before people that the Holy Spirit will give you what you need to say. But we also know that there is a special way that they have to present material in a legal manner with special protocol. We also pray for the protection over all the lawyers involved and for their families. We pray for an impartation of strength and courage. We pray they're able to have grace and strength to stand strong in the face of opposition. We plead your blood over them to protect them and keep them and their families from both physical and spiritual attacks. We thank you that your word says, God, that the heart of the righteous ponders how to answer. So we pray they ponder how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. We pray, God, the contrast will be so evident that it will show the wisdom from the ones that are for the Mississippi law. We thank you that the righteous is concerned for the rights of the poor, according to your word. And in this case, they're concerned for the unborn child. So we ask God, and the wicked doesn't even understand such a concern. We pray that God, you would help them to understand that concern, that as they bring it before each of the justices, and the justices will see how the petitioners bring the information to them in an enlightening way that would be very open, and that you would open the eyes of the blind, and that you love the righteous. So we ask, God, that you will help them to see that you are that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. We pray, God, that they will come to you and experience you as their strong tower. And we pray, God, that you will just break every plot of the enemy who is trying to defeat this. And we ask, God, that you would just loose the powers from heaven to come down and work on behalf of the unborn child, and that things would happen that only you could get the glory, oh God. We know that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you, and that you, oh God, know that we have to come to you in faith, because without faith, it's impossible to believe or to please you. So we believe that you are able to reward all of us who are diligently seeking you. But we pray a special anointing and favor on those who have to present the case to the Supreme Court justices. And we thank you for this, God, in Jesus' precious name. You are mighty, you are powerful. And we thank you as we're getting closer to the countdown, God, that our prayers will increase as well. Help us to keep this on our mind, even through the Thanksgiving break.